welcome to this Sunday morning meeting podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Paul Abel.
Let's have the students back up again, the Roffey Bible students. Right. Now, this is their last morning. Can you believe it? They've been with us 4 weeks. I'm glad some of you are disappointed that they're leaving. They wouldn't be much use then, though. Hallelujah. They've really blessed us. They've given their 4 weeks of hard work over to everybody. But they're actually, because it's their last morning, we're going to keep with the tradition of very recent years that the students that have come up get to preach on their last morning. They only get 7 minutes timed. And so we're looking forward to that. That's coming up real soon. But before that, I want to just give them the opportunity to just share with you about what God's been doing in their lives or what they've discovered of church or whatever. Just a couple of minutes each just to give their story of what's been happening. We have a lot of stories Sunday morning. So this is a story of the past 4 weeks, you know, of what God's been doing. Is that right? Okay, let's hear from you guys then.
Just very, very quickly, before I say about that, thank you all so much. You've been just such an amazing, amazing family. And we just wanted to say thank you to you all for making us feel so welcome and part of the body of Christ here. When you go out, we've just got a thank you card and some chocolate, so do stop and grab some on the way out. But okay, so that's that bit over. So thank you all. For myself, this month has been quite interesting. I think probably the one main thing I think God has been doing in me is kind of, and it's not anything new, but it's beginning to sink in a bit more, is that actually God loves me as I am now. I haven't got to try and muster up anything or do anything to please him and other people as well in the church. You know, I'm not trying to impress anybody. God has got a plan for my life, and he is the one that's going to get me there. In one sense, it doesn't really matter what anyone else thinks, because God knows, God sees what's on the inside. He sees the bad and he sees the good, and that's not always what everyone else sees. We all know that, don't we? So, yeah, just in lots of little ways, but I've been very conscious of that over these 4 weeks, kind of more towards the end as well. And kind of linked together with that, as well as that is true for everyone. So, you know, sometimes I've seen things and thought, oh, I don't agree with that. And God's been, well, who are you to agree with it or not? Do you know what I mean? I'm the one who decides what I want to do with other people. I'm the one who decides how I want to treat other people, how I want to bless them, what I'm going to do with their lives in the future, what I'm doing with them now. And it's none of your business, Catherine. So, yeah. So the two have kind of gone together. So.
One thing that was really nice that I actually felt home. For me, it's really hard to feel home, like even in Roffey and Bible College. But it's been really great to meet all the people and feel loved. And also, like, God's been speaking to me a lot about when I go back home to Finland. It's going to be difficult, but God's been just speaking to me through different people and just speaking straight in my life. Like, you're going to be fine. Just believe in me because I'm your God. Just stand with me because I am your God. And just also the conversations that I had for you people here, I've been so blessed and so anointed. It's been amazing to see that the person you met an hour ago that you had a conversation with, God's actually been there the whole time. And God's been speaking through me and speaking to the other person, and that's been just amazing. So, that's me.
I say, God has really been challenging me over the last 4 weeks. And I like to run away from God a lot. And I normally would have, but being in the countryside, you can't run away from God. Like, where you can only walk a certain distance, like, before you get tired, I guess. So it's just, yeah, God has been challenging me, and He's been able to, because I haven't been able to run away, he's been able to change stuff in my heart and really work through me, work in me. So, yeah. That's...
Right. Who's, have you got an order sorted? Who's first? Brave. Well, come on up. The other two, if you just sit down fairly close so that we've not got long in between. Hallelujah. Don't forget to introduce yourself, because I haven't.
Hello, I'm Ina from Finland. So, do we all have dreams? Yeah? We all know that we are allowed to have dreams, right? Because I've met people that think that, well, I used to be like that, that I don't really allow myself to have dreams in sort of way that they could actually happen. And I've been thinking this because God has put something in us, which is really something that he wants to use us, and he puts his dreams in us, and we are allowed to use them, and it's for God's glory. But I come from a background where I grew up as in that I didn't have any value. I wasn't important. And it was really difficult for me to think that I could actually do something important in my life because of that background. And it got better with time, of course, because God's been doing great work. But it is a challenge if you come from that kind of background to allow yourself your dreams and tell yourself that, okay, I have value, that I'm just not something who flows around this world doing nothing. But actually God has a purpose for us. And especially for the last few years, I have been feeling that I can't just be stuck in a routine. I've seen many people at work, where we're working with the coffee shops and whatever, they seem so sad because they're stuck where they don't want to be. They've been stuck 10 years for the same work, but never moved on. And when I told them, oh yeah, I'm going to Bible college in England, and they were like, oh, that's so cool, you can go, I can't go. I'm like, why not? You can do whatever you want, just you need to take the step and come out of your comfort zone and do something. So, like, devil wants us to be stuck, to stay, not to move, to stay where we feel comfortable. Because when we come out of our comfort zone, we feel like we can't do nothing. That gives space for God to do something amazing. So we need to, we need to kick devil out and just allow ourselves to have dreams. And like, devil wants us to stay physically, emotionally stuck. And as we all know, God doesn't let us stay too long in that comfort zone, which I've been realizing for the past year. And every time I've got something great from God and I'm like, okay, now I can just relax a bit and not do nothing. And then God's like, nope, next step. I want you to go forward. I don't want you to stay here and be stuck, because I have more to you. I have something so much more to give to you, because I'm going to use you and you're going to be brilliant. So, Bible college. So God's been telling me in the Bible college, he's going to use me. And that was so difficult to believe, that I feel like I can't do anything. Honestly, I can't do anything. And slowly God's been changing me that, come on, Ina, you're my child. I'm your father. And I sit next to you. I'll walk with you every step of your way. And everything's going to be just fine. And you're not going to just be stuck in a routine that you don't want, that you hate. But you're going to have an adventure with me if you want. Because that's what God is for us. He wants us to have an adventure with him, and it can be anywhere. It can be in your workplace. It doesn't have to be, I have to be a missionary in Africa, but it can be in your hometown, in your home while you're being a mum to your lovely kids or whatever. But God's going to use you wherever you are, and that's the point. And this all has to be in God's timing. We have to give God time. We don't know what's going to happen. We have dreams, but they have to be in God's timing. But we have to bring them in God's presence. Just give them to God. Like, God, I have this and this and this. What can I do? What is your way for me? Because he's going to show you what is your way. And it doesn't matter what age you are. It's for everybody. And God doesn't ignore our dreams. They are so valuable for him and for us. And before I came to Bible college, I was really stuck. I was stuck in work. I was working too much. I was struggling with depression and family problems and everything. And I felt like, I can't do this anymore. I need something else. But when that time came that I actually had to leave Bible college, I was like, I don't want to. I really don't want to. God, what are you doing? But just in time, God just dragged me out. Because not much longer, if I would have stayed, it wouldn't be good. And I was in a bad position when I came into college. And God's been just doing amazing work, because I didn't even like people when I came to Bible college. And here I am with students, 60 students around me shouting, and it wasn't fun. But God's been teaching me that I love you and I love each and every one of you who is in with you. And yeah, it's been just amazing for God me to show the way that I want you to go. Be my child, love other people, just be who you are, be honest, and spend time with me, because that's the most important thing that we can actually learn, is to give time to Jesus. Just stand with him, just stand in his presence, give everything to him, be honest, you don't have to wear a mask, just be yourself. And now I know that I have a perfect, I have a purpose, and God has a perfect plan for me. I didn't know that before, and I still have to struggle when God is saying to me, I'm going to use you. I'm like, really? But look at me. And then he goes, like, exactly, that's what I want. I want you to be honest with me and with everything you are, and I'll make impossible possible. So it is important for us to allow to have dreams and just be. And yeah, so there is Matthew 7:7-9. We all know this one. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. So when you go home today, just ask yourself a question, like, what is my dream? Like, God, what is it that you want me to do? Just ask God. I am yours, God. I want you to use me. And it's not always easy, but it's the best way to be where God wants you to be. Just ask God, show me where you want me to be, what you want me to do, and it will be given to you. That's it.
Praise God. Look at that. 7 minutes, 3 seconds. What a star.
Woo!
Who's next? Come on, Daniel.
Ready? Something that I've been asking myself is, how faithful is our God even when we make the same mistakes over and over again? And it's really been a question that has been on my mind for the last 4 weeks. About 30 weeks since I've started Bible college. And the answer is simple. He's very faithful. Like, he is so faithful. And I've just got some stuff to say. And before I came, I was because I'm the only guy in the team, and I was like, how am I going to do this physically, like, and emotionally? Because yeah, they're really good to speak to and they're brilliant people, but sometimes you need that guy support. And I was like, God, you're going to need to, like, give me someone to talk to, who I can be open to, who I can speak to freely, without, because I find it hard to speak to people. And I prayed, and within 2 weeks, it was Richard, and then a conversation opened up with me and Richard, and it just let me, and God really let me just speak to him, and it really helped me. And for me, it just shows that God is faithful in the little things, not just the big things. And So Sorry. So before we came as well, there was another thing that we really wanted, like, as a team. I remember praying for this, and it was I was like, God, can let them open up, welcome us in like a family. And that is, God has just shown it, because you guys have accepted us and we have felt like we belong. And in a lot of churches, you don't get that. And it's just, God is so faithful. It's unbelievable. I sometimes don't know how he does it. Like, seriously, oh, it's crazy. I'm just going to go to 1 Corinthians somewhere in my Bible. Should have got it open before. Sorry, I don't know where it's gone. I'm going to use my phone. Because it's quicker. Well, it's not, but... just loading. Sorry. So, God is a faithful God. He won't ever leave you on your own. Like, he will always remain beside you, as Ina was saying. And that's one thing with your dreams. It says, seek first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added onto you. And that is really just something God has been telling me as well. Because I find it difficult to believe that everything can be given to us. And when the desire, your dream is the desires of your heart, if you follow God and you're seeking God, God will add that to you. God will give that to you. Like, dreams do come true. So it's not, yeah, sorry, I can't actually. Can I put the mic down quickly? It's 1 Corinthians 10:13, and it says, no temptation has overtaken you except such as it is in common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptations, will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. And that scripture spoke to me a lot, because I struggle with temptation, and temptation comes to everyone. And I was like, but God, you never seem to give me an exit plan. And then when I looked back on the situations, I'm like, actually, you did. And I just wasn't listening, because I was so involved, like, so emotionally in the moment. And he always gives us a way out, and he's so faithful that he gives us a way out, because he never abandons us. And we have to remember that we are his children, and he will never leave us or forsake us. And it's just, yeah. And there's another one. Like, one thing that is amazing me, God has kept a covenant with us for like thousands of years. Like, he's never broken that covenant. And no human is capable of keeping that faithful to someone, unless you're married, I guess. Well, you've got to be faithful. That's how I see it. yeah. And that amazes me, because sometimes I can't keep to my word sometimes. And it's bad, but I do try, but we're only human. But obviously, we're in this world, not of it. And I'm just going to end on one last scripture. And it's 2 Timothy 2:13. And it says, if we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. And to me, no matter where we stand, and no matter how unfaithful we are to God, he remains faithful to us, because he loves us and he is a good God. So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Dan. It's amazing, if you ever speak, it's amazing how books in the Bible just disappear. They were once there, but now they are gone. Hallelujah. I always use little tags. Catherine is the leader of the team. Over to you.
Hello again. I just wanted to talk about something that I suppose has been ongoing over the 2 years that I've been in Bible college, before that as well, but something that's really, God's really been speaking to me about, and I know will continue to speak to me about after this next month. And that is, you know, the church is called Kingdom Faith, and the Bible College is a Kingdom Faith Bible College. And so I was thinking a lot about, well, what is faith then? Because it says in the Bible that we can't please God without faith. And it goes on to say that we need to believe that God is, that he exists, but also that he rewards those that wholeheartedly seek after him. So faith is really, really fundamental. If we can't do anything that pleases God without it, I was like, okay, I need to get some knowledge about what this looks like practically. And to me, faith is taking God at his word. What God says is true, because God never lies, does he? The Bible says, you know, God is not a man that he should lie. He doesn't change his mind. And as we've heard, like Daniel was saying, God is faithful. So God will never go back on what he has said. And we have the Bible. This is God's word. So if we're ever in a situation where we're not sure what God is saying, we can always look in here. And it sounds quite easy, doesn't it? Oh, you just take God at his word. But I've not found it to be so easy. And I think over time, God is showing me, I am faithful. And as there are more and more situations where I'm having to trust him and he shows himself to be faithful, then it's easier to look back. Next time, I'm kind of a bit, I can look back and think, well, actually, in this situation, God did what he said. And in this situation, God did what he said. So now I can look forward. And it's not just other people's experience, but I can think, well, yes, there's no reason to think God's going to be any different in this situation to he was before. So, but there's just a few things that I've kind of found have come in opposition to that faith, really, and I think it's probably true for all of us. One really big one for me personally has been feelings. Quite emotional. and like Ina as well, I didn't have a particularly bad upbringing, but I did have a lot of quite influential people in my life speaking very negative things over me, and I just kind of took them on board and believed them to be true. And what God has been doing, I mean, right from the start, really, God has been using different people to speak his truth. But in this year of Bible college, we've been hearing truth after truth after truth, and you're kind of saturated in it because you're there in that environment where, you know, you're going to lectures and things where you're hearing the truth, and then you're going, in the afternoons, we're in situations where we're speaking that out. And so I kind of feel it's a bit like a sponge, really. But, you know, like with a sponge, if you put it in water, initially it doesn't soak up the water, it kind of is a bit hard, and then it takes a while for the water to saturate, and then once it has, the water just floods in. And I kind of feel that's like me. Brilliant. You know, God has been saying stuff and I've been like, I'm not getting it, God. Like the first year I was sat in the lecture thinking, this is revelation, I've got to get hold of it, I've got to, God, but I'm not feeling it. But by the second year, I think God had kind of taught me, doesn't matter if you feel it, it's true. Brilliant. You know. And one thing I remember someone saying was, it's your choice whether you believe God or not. And I was thinking, and I was struggling, and still do with some things, you know, with doubt in different areas. And I was thinking, is that true? I can't help it. If I doubt it, what can I do about it? And I'm like, no, it's your choice. You know, you either decide, God has said it, so it's true, or you don't. But it's not about whether you feel it to be true. It's not about whether your circumstances even say that it's true.
Yeah, that's good.
It's not about whether anyone else says it's true. It's true because God has said it.
That's right.
So, and I think what I'm beginning to learn is that as I make that decision, and it covers all areas of our life, doesn't it? It can be provision, healing, just, you know, even just salvation. Actually, I know that I'm God's child because he said so. I don't most of the time feel any different to what I did before. But yeah, it's true because God has said it. And I don't know whether this will help anyone, but for a long time, I was saved. I loved God. I was going to church, but I didn't feel anything. And sometimes I would be in church services where everyone seemed to be having this amazing experience with God. And some people would be shaking, and some people, you could just see, you know, they're really, just on their face in worship, you know, they were, it, just to me, it's just like they were having this amazing experience, and God was really touching them, and and people would see things, and some people would feel God's presence physically. And I didn't have any of that. And I began to think, oh, maybe I'm not a Christian. Maybe I've been, like, missing it all, you know, all these months. But actually, and in fact, once somebody came to visit and was praying for people, and I was stood in a line, and everyone went down in the spirit, like dominoes, da-da-da-da-da, and then there was me, and then everyone else went down. So I thought, I'm not having this, God, so I queued up again, and it happened again. But God still loves me. Like now, like it's funny now, isn't it, because we can laugh. But actually, at the time, it was a real battle. I just felt devastated. I was like, what's the matter with me? Why isn't God doing it to me? But now I know it doesn't matter. You know, it's just what God says, and so I choose to believe that. And God is faithful. You know, it says, the Bible says that the word will never pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word won't. So praise God. And yeah, I'm just going to choose to trust him in everything. What he says goes. And I pray it's the same for you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Normally we have a bit of a main course. Today we had a bit of a mezze. Hallelujah. It's good, isn't it, to get the word of faith preached. How does that make you feel, that verse? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. How do you feel about that verse? Does it leave you kind of, oh, or does it leave you, yeah? I'm not going to get you to put your hands up because there'll be some people here that don't yet, but how many of you at some point in your life have become a Christian and said yes to Jesus? That takes faith. God's pleased with you. How many of you, here's another one, how many of you came to church today? Raise a hand if you turned up this morning. Now, I know that sometimes we're not, you know, bright, but, you know, how many of us came to church today? That takes faith. It takes faith. If you didn't believe there was any point in coming, you wouldn't have come. I don't know where you are in that walk of faith, but God's pleased with you. You exercise faith in turning up. Faith is a walk. Faith is an adventure. Some steps are easier than others, but it's still faith, and God is pleased. How many of you have ever, just the once maybe, prayed? I'm a little disappointed that that was only three hands, actually. Church of Faith and Victory. Come on, how many of you have ever prayed? I hope there's every single hand in the room. You know, when we did the questionnaires on the streets, or when we do them, roughly 75% of people say, yes, I've prayed. Do you know what? That takes faith. It might be when you're a beginning walk. It might be a struggling, not showing whether there's anybody there type faith. But it's faith. It's saying there might be a God, or it's saying I have a wonderful relationship with God. But it's faith, and God is pleased with you. I just say that because this verse about faith, without faith it is impossible to please God. Some people then walk out the room with their head down like this, thinking, yeah, one day I might make it. Well, I've just given you three things which I think nearly 100% of everybody in this room have exercised faith. You know, you don't have to even know Jesus to exercise faith. Maybe you don't know Jesus and you came this morning. That's faith, and God is pleased that you're beginning an adventure of discovery. I mean, he'll be absolutely delighted if this morning is the morning you decide to say yes to Jesus and become a Christian. Something that's happened this morning, whether it was in the worship or when these guys were speaking, you said, actually, you know what? I need to be part of this. I do believe in Jesus. And you might not understand the full implications of surrendering to him, but this morning you can begin the adventure. How do you do it? Well, you turn from doing things your own way and you turn to doing things God's way. The word is repentance. In Greek, it's metanoia, and it means to change your mind. It means to change the way you've been understanding the world and say, actually, I'm going for that. And you turn yourself, you turn away from your way to doing it God's way. That's what it is. If you want to do that this morning, then have a chat with me after, because I'll be delighted to tell you how to get going on that adventure. And if you live in Scarborough, or you're moving to Scarborough, we'd be delighted to welcome you as part of the family. Hallelujah, because this is a family. Welcome home is our statement. And it's delightful to hear these guys sort of saying, I felt like I was at home, I felt like I was in family, because that means, hey, come on, Jesus, it's working. You know, it's a surprise to some people sometimes, but when you've been to church, you should feel better. You shouldn't leave church feeling like I'm a rotten, miserable sinner and I need to try harder, because God never makes anyone feel like that. You look at all the stories of Jesus, apart from if you're a Pharisee and you're trying to make a religion out of something, you know, everybody that encountered Jesus left feeling better. You say, well, it's not just about feelings. No, it's not just about feelings, but it is also about feelings. And it's also about knowing God and being intimate with him, and having a great relationship with him, and being filled with his peace and his happiness and his joy. And when I've been to church and I've met with God's people and I've met with God and I've enjoyed praising God and I've enjoyed the prayer, I go home feeling better. Yeah. Is that shallow? No, it's not. It's deep. You know, who was it that just earlier said, I've discovered that God loves me? That's the deepest thing you can possibly know. And at every stage in your life, you will get it deeper and deeper and deeper. But you will never discover anything greater than God loves you. Regardless of performance. Regardless of who you are, God loves you. And if that scripture is there, without faith it is impossible to please God, just realise that you've been pleasing God all your life and maybe you never even realised it. It's good, isn't it? It's really easy to make God happy. Oh, wow. Well, we're going to come to an end. If you'd like to give your life to Jesus, come and see me. If you'd like someone to pray with you, because we were talking about healing and strife and finances earlier in the service, and you want someone to just stand with you to come through to completion, or you've been healed and you want to tell someone, then come down the front here, and some of these guys that sit on the front row will be waiting here so that you can they'll pray with you. Amen. See you healed. See circumstances change. So that you can leave with a smile on your face. Hallelujah. It's been a great morning.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.